Jason Oz there, and folks who need folks. It's 11:13 at WCAR with Joey Ryan, and right here on this Murray radio station, we will talk to an experienced house husband. For those of you who don't know what that's like, you're going to find out. We should play this particular song for all the house husbands. After the lovin'. After the lovin', well, there's get the kids up for breakfast, get them off to school.
So I send you to sleep after the lovin' with a song I just wrote. After the lovin', I'm still in love with you.
From Engelbert Humperdinck, After the Lovin' on WCAR. It's 11:17 with Joey Ryan. In just a moment, we'll be talking with Jim Davis of Wyandotte, an official house husband who's been at it 2 years, friends. A true-to-life story right here in the morning on a Sunday. According to MEP, there is a car fire in the right lane of the southbound Chrysler just north of Holbrook. A car fire in the right lane of southbound Chrysler just north of Holbrook. There'll be heavy traffic in that area for at least the next half hour. Other than that, nothing else to report, thank goodness.
Louis the Hatter is having its $500,000 downtown Detroit day sale. Men, don't miss these great featured values. Four-piece Swedish knit suits, beautifully tailored with reversible vest, matching pants, and a pair of contrasting color-coordinated pants. A suit you can wear six different ways. Once a $185 value, now only $89.90. Or select from beautiful double-breasted and three-piece suits, exquisitely tailored. $75 to $200 values, now priced at only $29.90 to $89.90. Also, leather coats and jackets, values to $225, now priced as low as $39.90 to $99.90. Check out the rest of the savings at Louis the Hatter's second floor warehouse during downtown Detroit days. Save up to 80% on quality men's wear at the warehouse sale. Quality men's shirts priced from $2 to $8, or men's pants for just $1 to $9. Only at Louis the Hatter's second floor warehouse sale. So come on down to Louis the Hatter's $1 million downtown Detroit day sale. Louis the Hatter, downtown at 2201 Woodward at the corner of Columbia. Free parking across the street.
That was a lung full for candy, wasn't it? According to Fearless Finkel, the meteorologist extraordinaire, for the remainder of this afternoon, nice day, partly cloudy, breezy, and cool. They were saying sunny. We're going to have some clouds out there, but a nice day, a high near 64. Later tonight, mostly fair and cool for Sunday night with a low of 45. Monday starts off sunny and warmer with a high of 72. On Monday night, fair, not so cool with a low near 50. On Tuesday, partly sunny and warmer with a high in the mid to upper 70s. Looking good. Currently, we've got 48 degrees. That is plus 9 Celsius at WCAR. McCartney with a little luck from the LP London Town on WCAR with Joey Ryan. It's 11:22. I was hoping to hear from Jim Davis of Wyandotte, our house husband. He hasn't gotten through to me as of yet. Come on, Jim, where are you, sir? Could it be that Jim stiffed me? I hope not. Here are the Carpenters.
It's gonna take some time this time.
Carpenters, it's going to take some time at WCAR. It's 11:25 with Joey Ryan. I have a feeling, friends, that I have just been, if you will pardon the expression, snookered. Unless he had a problem getting through. We were hoping to hear from Jim Davis of Wyandotte, who is a house husband and who has been a house husband for a couple of years. And Jim was listening last weekend and didn't have time to call us or to get through, but had some comments, and he was going to reveal all to us, the trials and tribulations, the joys and sorrows of being a house husband, being behind that vacuum, doing those dishes and fixing whatever breaks down in the home, taking care of the nippers. But unfortunately, for some reason, Jim hasn't gotten through to us yet. Maybe he forgot. Or maybe his clock's off. Well,
riding free and easy, I know my way around. But when I need a friend, I ride my horse into town. Looking for Scott Colburn, Saddle Reed.
This area's finest and widest selection in Western apparel and tack.
It's Scott Coburn Saddlery. Scott Coburn has the finest in denim, as well as shirts and hats. For quality leather jackets and boots, it's Scott Coburn Saddlery. Whatever you wish in Western apparel and tack, you can count on this. If you want a quality product, quality service, and value, look first to Scott Coburn Saddlery. Scott Coburn Saddlery, 33305 Grand River in downtown Farmington. Open daily 10 to 9, Sunday 12 to 5.
I'm looking for Scott Coburn Saddlery.
For those of you who are watching your diet and who isn't these days, as I sit here with my paunch leaning over the counter, just a little tip here from Ryan, for those of you who are a little paunchy, especially when you get around the age of 30. You notice how it piles on quickly, be you male or female? This summer, if you'd like to really be careful, broiled or barbecued foods are absolutely ideal for those of us who are watching our weight, trying to eliminate the tire or beat the tire. You can choose from hot dogs with sauerkraut, cheeseburgers, steak, skinned chicken, corn on the cob, and baked potato. You can eat all those delicious things, but you got to watch what you eat, and they should be broiled or barbecued. And when it comes to meat, you should only cook about 4 ounces. That's about all you need. You can baste chicken if you love chicken. Boy, that's a good outdoor type meal to have these days when you're picnicking. You can baste it with steak sauce, or you can make a sweet and sour sauce from pineapple juice, soy sauce, and sugar substitute. That'll save a few calories, especially when you eliminate that sugar. And then if you eat hot dogs, and who doesn't love a hot dog? Raise your hand. Look at that. No one has put their hand up. If you like hot dogs, fine. Have a couple, but only have one with a roll and one without, because the roll kind of puts it on. You can cheat on a hamburger and have a regular bun, but only one hamburger. That'll save you a couple of calories and get some of that blubber off you, and I'll join you this year trying to get myself slimmed down. Here's Mr. Andy Gibb. Want to be your everything.
So long.
You can play Instant Recall and win yourself up to 1,100 big bucks. That could come up at any minute, so listen very closely to everything we do and everything we say. And if your recall is right on when we tell you to get to us, you could win yourself as much as 1,100 big ones right here on Music 11. I know you'd like to see that happen. It's 11:31 WCAR Sports Time. Joey Ryan here. Hi there, sports fans. There was too much soup and rice at Tiger Stadium for Detroit to handle yesterday. Soup is the nickname of Boston relief pitcher Bill Campbell, who made his first appearance since he was sidelined by elbow trouble last month and shut the Tigers out for the final three innings as Boston surged to a 6-5 victory. The 18-year-old Coughlin, who had his mound on the lead most of the way, says, "I'm happy with my ride, I'm happy with my horse, and I'm happy with everything." And that's it, sports fans. Ace Ryan reporting. That is Frankie Valli.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. My eyes.
Yes. How the women always complain that you're undressing them these days. How could you? They're so liberated in their dress these days. What's left? Really. It's 11:38 at WCAR. Joey Ryan. Earth, Wind, and Fire from a great LP, All in All. Let's fantasize. I mentioned you should fantasize. I think some of you have gone a little too far with that, haven't you? I mean, really. Earth, Wind, and Fire from their LP All in All at WCAR. It's 11:41 with Joey Ryan and one of Fearless Spinkle's foremost meteorologists, Everett Schmidt, with us. How are you, Everett?
Well, pretty good, Joey. I don't know whether I should call this a little touch of relief here to have just a little bit of cooler air back in after those searing 70s and 80s we had yesterday.
Thank you very much, Everett. Have a good day.
Sure, Joey.
Bye-bye.
We'd like you to meet Antonio. He's only 7, but he's already in love with the sunny slopes of his native Italy. When Antonio finishes an afternoon of play with his friends, he'll run up that little knoll to his home, a home typical of many here in Italy, full of love, closeness, and filled with the savory aroma of great food, the evening meal his mother spent hours preparing. Now, we
We can't guarantee the love and the sunshine, but we can recapture in your home the tempting aroma and flavor of true old-style Italian cooking with Mrs. Turi's Italian entrees. From tender ravioli and steaming lasagna piled high with ricotta and meat filling to cannelloni or gnocchi, little potato dumplings that look like shell macaroni but have the taste of old Italy. Just four of the 11 different and scrumptious frozen entrees made fresh every day by Mrs. Turi. Pick some up today and surprise your family. And remember, you don't have to be Italian to enjoy great Italian food thanks to Mrs. Turi. Antonio's mother would be proud.
Yes, she would. Each of Mrs. Turi's entrees feeds a family of four, and they're available at most Chatham, Farmer Jack's, Kroger, Great Scott, and leading independent markets.
Catch Detroit's Express. Catch Detroit's Express. Our new pro soccer team.
Wednesday night at the Silver Dome, the Detroit Express meets the Chicago Sting. Catch the Sting's great Polish World Cup winger, Robert Gadoha, and Karl-Heinz Granica of Hertha Berlin as they take on England's and the Express's own Ian Davies and Big Sam Oates. Wednesday night, 7:30, the Pontiac Silver Dome. Tickets available at Hudson's or at the Silver Dome.
Can I have some doo-ah, doo-ah, doo-oo? I know you can do it, group. Go ahead. Lay it on me one time.
WCAR.
Darling, I have to admit, as you stand there with your brand new gown from Fredericks of Hollywood, baby, you got it. That's the lovely Diana Ross at WCAR. It's 11:49 with Joey Ryan. Mark Owens checks in at noon. Bill Ford checks in at 3. And I may never check out. They can never get the room clean wherever I book myself, you know? Always over sleek. 345-3113. That's direct right here to Music 11. What's on your mind?
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand. I want to look.
The one and only Stevie Wonder, some homegrown Motor City talent right there, with Sir Duke on WCAR. It's 11:53 with Joey Ryan. Traffic now backed up approximately 1/2 mile at Mack Avenue, exit of southbound Chrysler, due to cars using that exit to go to the Eastern Market. You might watch for that one. Traffic is backed up approximately 1/2 mile at the Mack Avenue exit of southbound Chrysler due to cars that are all going to the Eastern Market, going to do their shopping today. Other than that, no other traffic types reported at this time from MEP.
Louis the Hatter is having its $500,000 downtown Detroit Day sale. Louis the Hatter, downtown at 2201 Woodward at the corner of Columbia, free parking across the street.
From the car calendar, the West Bloomfield Symphony will perform pictures at an exhibition this evening at 7:30. That's at the West Bloomfield High School Auditorium at 4925 Orchard Lake Road. Tickets are available at the door. For further info, you can call them at 851-2243. Here's a young lady who has love. We use the term loosely on her mind. It's the lovely Natalie. With love on her mind, on WCAR. It's 11:59 with Joey Ryan, with you on a Sunday. I wanted to mention something, and I forgot to mention it to you, but for those of you who remember Lou Gordon, he used to be on Channel 50, you remember him in the old days, the late Lou Gordon, there is an excellent article on Lou, and it goes back into some of the history and some of the people that used to work with Lou Gordon. It's in an issue of a magazine, kind of a new one, called Monthly Detroit, that you might want to check out, and it's an excellent, excellent article. It was done before Lou passed on. For those of you who remember Lou Gordon, you might want to look into that. Monthly Detroit's the name of the magazine, and an excellent article, very nicely done article on the one and only Lou Gordon. Whether you liked him or whether you didn't like him, you were aware of him. Lou always made everyone aware of him, and did some great things in his time, and some not so great things. That's up to you, of course. Depends on how you feel about it. Check it out sometime. I think you'll like the article, Monthly Detroit, on Lou Gordon. Good, good article. Check it out there, Lou Gordon fan.
Music and news 24 hours a day on WCAR Detroit.
Here's the latest worldwide news from the American Entertainment Network, Benson Mills reporting.